Hi everyone. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us tonight. I'm just going to give this a couple of more minutes just to give other people who registered a chance to join the webinar. I know that you guys are busy, so I'm just giving other people a bit more time to gather their cup of coffees or teas, and then you can all join us this evening. Hopefully, they'll join us in about a minute or so. Okay, good evening, everyone. Thank you again for joining us tonight. Welcome to the Educational Company of Ireland's webinar about Biology Plus for the new senior cycle. So just a few housekeeping tips just to let you know that this webinar is being recorded. So in the next day or so, we will be sending out an email with a copy of this webinar so that you can share it with your colleagues, or if you want to watch it again for reference. So we'll send that over to you. We'll also send a copy of the PowerPoint presentation as well that we have during this webinar. Other than that, you also have a Q&A box. So if you have any questions at all, feel free to pop them into the Q&A box and we'll try and answer them, and reply to your questions via a DM, or we could also answer them live later on. So without further ado, I'm going to pass you on over now to Michael.
Good evening, all, and thank you for attending after a long day's work. Michael O'Callaghan, I taught in St. David's Artey in the Deish School for 30-something years. At the same time, I was teaching in the Institute of Education in the evenings and the crash courses and the usual. Stopped teaching around the time of COVID, still doing a few grinds and classes and giving people help. So that would be my background. Wesley, you might like to comment.
Hey, hi everybody. Wesley Hammond here. So I was teaching in Our Lady's in Terenure for 12 years, and then I joined the Institute of Education there about 6 years ago. So I'm teaching biology for 17, 18 years.
Okay. In terms of the book and the content and the new course, it's hard to be exact on it, but I think about 65-70% of the material is the same as it was. I mean, obviously the digestive system hasn't changed, the brain, etc., hasn't changed. Some things have changed, but I would say six two-thirds roughly the same, maybe a third slightly different. I made out a list today of the new material. Now it's 30 points long, so I'm not going to go through all that, but if necessary, I can make some comment on that if people require it later on. Some of the material has been moved around from one section to another, so it doesn't follow the same sequence as it did before. And some higher level material has gone back to ordinary level and vice versa. Some ordinary level material has been bumped up to higher level. So there are some changes, but about, I'd say two-thirds, maybe a little bit more than two-thirds, same old, same old. In terms of writing the previous book, the old specifications and guidelines ran to about 120 pages. They did a proper job on that 10, 15 years ago when they brought it in. The new specifications are down to 25 pages. So we're gone from 120 pages of info and information as regards to what to put in down to 25. And that makes it difficult to unpack the specifications, the usual problems we've had that with junior cert, etc. And it's difficult. Why they do this, I don't know, but it makes everybody's life difficult, teachers, students, authors as well. As we went through this process, and we've done it quite a bit of this, because I started writing a book for the new course back in 2012. That didn't happen. Then another one in 2019, 18, 19, something like that. That didn't happen. This is the third run. We've had a lot of reviewers, and we would purposely pick the reviewers coming from, high-end schools, low-end schools, middle-of-the-road schools, that type of thing. We'd also have some people who would have been involved in previous syllabus committees and have a slightly better knowledge of what's going on there. So this book has been sent out and checked out by a number of reviewers at different levels to make sure we're online. We've written the book very tightly to the specifications. One of the reviewers in particular was very good at checking on that we've kept as tightly as we possibly can to kind of guessing or trying to figure out what the specifications are. In that respect, we follow the chapters. The chapters follow the sequence of the specifications. Sometimes it's not the way I would teach. Certainly, I wouldn't teach chapter 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. But that's the way the specifications are. And I thought it was probably easier for teachers to kind of follow it. And they can always jump from chapter 1 to chapter 10 to chapter 20 and then back to chapter 2, etc., that type of thing. But we have been very careful to follow very tightly with the specifications. We've, as much as possible, we've kept to the old style of the previous book. Rochelle, you might be able to show it up there, page 51 of this new book. Thank you. Up at the top there, you'll see that there's learning intentions. And basically, the learning intentions at the top there in the blue panel, they're basically the specifications. They're almost copies of the specifications so that people know, without having to go looking for the specifications, you know what's required, what this chapter is about, etc. We decided to stick with the definitions. Again, Rochelle, if you want to go to page 54, please. In previous iterations of life, people kind of encourage us to go away from definitions, but they keep asking them. They keep asking them all the time. So you can see three of them there on that page. The definitions are highlighted. They're in boxes and fairly clearly highlighted. They're also in the glossary, which I'll talk about at the end. So we've stayed with that, whether or not it's the ideal educational practice, I don't know, but I think it's what teachers like. It's the way most teachers want. Anytime we got rid of them, it was an outcry, and we had to go back to them at Junior Cert in particular. In my writing style, I taught in St. David's, as I said, and you had to be kind of keep everything fairly simple there. And I would have used short sentences all the time and short paragraphs. Kids nowadays are into bullet points and staccato and that type of thing. So we've stayed with the same style, short sentences, short paragraphs. We'd have a lot of visual material, page 58, Rochelle, if you don't mind. Thanks. We'd have lots of diagrams, etc., and very few photographs, for instance. We don't put in photographs. I hate photographs of horses and donkeys and cows and things. Most students can see that kind of thing anyway. The photographs are of things they can't see. These would be archaea, this new domain of life that's come onto the course. So there's a few pictures there just to give them a feeling for what they look like, what they are, the kind of things that they are. But there would be a lot of visual material throughout the book, and it also helps to break up the text in that respect, as would have been the case in the previous book. Page 94, Rochelle, please. We've covered all the investigations right throughout. I think we're down to 16, or it's up to 16 investigations. They're laid out there. Some of them are the same as before. Each investigation is videoed. Wesley will talk about this later on, but there's a video for each investigation. You can see the red rectangle down there halfway down. And that's just if you have the ebook, you click on that, and that brings you straight into the video where the student can see, or the teacher if necessary, can see the video of the actual experiment carried out, etc. So all the investigations are there, laid out as much as possible, move towards the back end of each chapter, not to have them in the middle of the chapter. They're towards the back end of each chapter. In addition, Wesley will talk to you about a laboratory book that comes as a package with this book, but I'll leave that to Wesley in a few minutes. Page 63, Rochelle, please. We've also got substantial summaries. The summaries are quite long, quite detailed, quite a lot of material in them, slightly even bigger than maybe in the previous case, because there is new material, which would be a help, I suppose, to teachers as well as to the students. And at the end, you can see the summaries at the top of that page there. And then about halfway down that page, again with the red rectangle, there are buttons, various buttons that people can click on, students can click on. And that brings them on from the ebook directly into, the quiz or the reminder or the chapter review or whatever the case might be. So that makes it very handy to access, etc. We've loads of questions. At the bottom of that page, you can see some of the questions there. We have substantial numbers of questions. We actually went with more questions than maybe in the previous book. Now, there are no sample papers out, so we're trying to figure out what way they'll ask questions. So we just felt it's better to put in as much as possible, easier, starting with the easier ones, and then as we work through each one, going on to more difficult questions as we go along. Some of the questions based on previous exams, some of them based on material we would have gotten from England and various other sources. Next one, Rochelle, please, page 104. Yeah, no, sorry, go back. You jumped. Thanks. The ordinary level and the higher level is clearly marked. You can see it there at the top of that page is there's ordinary level material, and then with the red line down the left-hand side there, that becomes the higher level material. And throughout the book, that's the case. That applies also into the summaries. It applies also into the questions. So it's easy to distinguish what's higher level, what's ordinary level, as people go along. Page 515, please, Michelle. There's a very extensive glossary. Now, it really is. Every definition that's in the book is explained again in the glossary here at the back end of the book. So that's quite extensive. I can't remember, 2 or 3 or maybe 4 pages of glossary, which picks up, it's just repetition, but it's there for students who want to figure it out or want to be able to jump to it in alphabetical, etc. And the next one, please, Rochelle. And there's also a very extensive index. I was always annoyed in school when you know, I got a question about aerobic respiration or something like that. And the students would say to me, I couldn't find it, didn't know where to look for what chapter was it in. Well, it's all there. It's a really extensive, any word more than four or five letters has gone into the index like this. And if there are double references to it, let's say page 40 and page 70, the double references, the double pages are mentioned there. So the student can look it up first time or the second time around, but some of that material goes like that. Thanks, Michelle. In the old book, there were 41 chapters. Now, some of the chapters have gone. The eye and the ear is gone. The lymphatic system is gone. Very late in the day it went, but it's gone. Plant responses, tropisms, that type of thing are gone. So we've gone from 41 chapters. It's cut down now to 35 chapters. So we're working off 35 chapters in the present book. Wesley will talk to you in a minute about the laboratory, the lab investigations book, and the whole package of material that goes with that. So we'll leave that for a second. A lot of you will know that in the ag science specifications, when the ag science specifications came out, they were fairly tight. It was hard to figure them out. But then they started asking questions that kind of stretched and stretched way beyond the level of the ag science, what seemed like the specifications. We were cognizant of that. We were aware of that. And we've had discussions with a lot of the ag science teachers who said that they were caught short, et cetera, et cetera. So wherever relevant, we've left material in. If it was any way impinging or might be included in, we've left it in there. Now, maybe over 4, 5, 6, 7 years, we realize, we don't need this bit or that bit or some other bit. But wherever anything we thought was relevant, we said, let's put it in rather than leaving it out. And it comes up on the exam and everybody's caught out and caught short. And that's not good. This present book has a huge digital support, more so than any other book that I've ever worked on. I've been working with EDPO since 1995. And Wesley's going to talk to you now in a minute about the digital support, but there's a very extensive, a very integrated package of digital support material. In particular, I think very useful are the videos. A lot of students find them very useful for revision purposes, etc. With the ecology, we're going to get Aina Nilauna. People would know her from the radio and from the Derek Mooney show and things like that in the Irish Times. She's going to do the ecology investigations. Now, she can't do those because the course wasn't really finalized until December. We were at a meeting in December, I think it was the 5th, and they came along with another 10, 15, 20 alteration suggestions, changes, move this from higher to ordinary, misprints, all that kind of thing. So obviously she couldn't do any ecology investigations until the weather is better and et cetera. So sometime around May, that's going to happen and that material will be made available. And then Wesley will talk about the PowerPoint and the quizzes and all the extra resources that come with it. Along with each paper copy of the book, of course, is a free digital copy. So some students prefer digital, some prefer the paper copy. I prefer the paper copy myself. My age would probably demand that. But there is a free ebook coming with each textbook, and also a free laboratory investigations book will be provided with the textbook. The textbook has 367 pages of actual text, of actual material. Now, we made a call on it. Do we kind of keep it at that or do we go beyond that? And we went beyond the 367 because we put in summaries and the summaries take up 42 pages. The questions, as I said, are very substantial. They take up 105 pages. So there's 105 pages of questions. The glossary and the index take up 13 pages. So the book is slightly over 500 pages and the previous book was slightly over 500 pages. So we're in and around the same, within the same ballpark as the previous book was. That's a summary now of what I have to say about the book. Wesley, you might want to take over now, please, and talk about your input.
Thanks, Michael. Hi, everybody. So just first of all, I'll just mention briefly about the biology and practice investigation, as we know it's going to be 40%. So obviously we don't know a whole lot about it apart from some information that they've given us. So what I've provided at the end of the investigation book, the experiment book, is just a breakdown of what they've provided for in about 5 or 6 pages. So I think for students and for teachers, I think that'll be very useful because it kind of breaks it down into a language that I think they'll find a little bit more straightforward. So that will help the students kind of give them an idea what to expect in January. When the first title appears in fifth year. And I also think in terms of that as well, that it's important that students are aware that it's not just January. What they learn in September the whole way through is going to be important. So I think so students can see that at the end of the investigation book. I think they'll be thinking about that from day one, which is important. Now, Unfortunately, even though myself and Michael are involved in putting this together, we still are unclear about, you know, the setup of the investigation in terms of how to go about writing it. So once that information comes out in January, we'll hopefully then be able to send an update in an email form, maybe about, you know, to the schools and say, look, this is how maybe we should approach this. This is how you might approach the project in terms of each section and what might be required. So that will come hopefully at a later time. But for now, there's a nice little breakdown of how to go about the different steps in the basic setup of the investigation. Apart from that, if you just, Rochelle, go on to the next slide there, you'll see there that the investigation book itself, it's called the investigation log, but it's basically, it's the experiment book. And there's 16 investigations, and myself and Michael, we're trying to just establish exactly, you know, sometimes the spec, there was a suggestion that it's an investigation. So we went with it. We made sure that, okay, let's include that one. So there's 16 investigations. Some of them are quite similar. There's a number of investigations that are similar to the old course, the photosynthesis experiment, the plant cell animal cell. But there is, for example, the photosynthesis experiment. Instead of investigating just one factor, the effect of light intensity on the rate of photosynthesis, there's now three factors. So light intensity, carbon dioxide concentration, and the effect of temperature. So there is 16 investigations, but for some of those investigations, there's a lot more factors to investigate. But you can see the basic layout. So what we went with there at the beginning of each investigation, you'll see on page one there, there's a bit of theory, which obviously is quite similar to the textbook. So it gives students a bit of a background and just remind them what the investigation is about, what's it based on, some information. And then you'll see then the materials, obviously the procedure itself, which is, you know, we went sure that was easy to follow. Students found it step by step. We didn't put too much information into each step because, you know, we wanted to make sure life was made easier for the students so they could follow. If you flip over to the next page, Rochelle, you'll see there also that at the end of every investigation, so there you go. So you see there on the left hand side. So at the end of every investigation, you'll see a heading there, reasons for following steps. So I think always it's important to remind the student why each of these things were, each step was, why it was carried out. So why was methylene blue used? You see there, adding of methylene blue, adding a drop of water, adding a cover slip. Why did you add it at an angle? Why did you use a low power objective lens and so on? So those things are often kind of students, they just do the investigation. They forget the important steps. So I think it's important just to highlight at the end of each investigation why each one of them things was carried out. And then, of course, on the right hand side there on page four, you'll see there the space for the student to write up the procedure, the results, the diagram. If you just flip over to the next page, Rochelle, there again, you'll see there. So there's plenty of space. Students will have lots of space to write up. You'll see there the risks on page five there, safety precautions. So we included them kind of things because in part of the 40% of the biology and practice investigation, those things are highlighted. So I think it's important to make students aware, you know, be so they know what these ideas, what are the risks. So they're just getting used to different types of risks in the lab, so they can use that then for the investigation write-up when it comes to the biology and practice investigation. And you see there on the bottom of page five, what I might do better if I was to do the same investigation again. So again, that is going to be a part of the actual biology and practice investigation when they write that up in the end of fifth year or sixth year, whenever the teacher decides to do that project. So I think it's good that they're doing that for every investigation, so it's not new to them. And then, of course, which is, I think, one of the most important things, you'll see on page six there all the revision questions on the experiment. So if an experiment is currently, if the experiment on the new syllabus is currently on the old syllabus, so what I did there is I just looked at all the past all the past questions on that investigation, and I put them onto that at the end of each investigation, because Obviously, if it's the same investigation in the new syllabus and that was part of the old syllabus, the same investigation, then obviously the same questions are probably going to be asked or similar questions. So the more of them exam-based questions we thought to put in, the better. So that's placed at the end of each investigation as well. So then just Rochelle, if you move on to the next slide there, please. So yeah, so look, that there is that's the lab book, which we now are going to call the investigative log. Just one other thing actually about the investigative log, what we are going to put at the end of each, at the end of the investigation log / experiment book is we're going to put space, maybe 5 or 10 pages for the students to record their actual project that they'll carry out, the biology and practice investigation. So, because one of the big parts of that is to have a log where they record everything that they do. So students might find it handy just to have that at the end of that investigative log / experiment book. So they can just have it there. They can log everything in as they go along. Some students might decide to have their own digital form of a log, but some might prefer to have that as well. So look, quickly moving on here, just a few last little things there. As Michael said there about the digital resources, we wanted to make sure that this book and this package was better than anything that's gone before. So we wanted to make sure that the digital material that went along with the excellent textbook that's put together there, that it matched, because quite often in the past you might have a book in a certain subject, but the digital material that might go with it might not be up to the same standard. So we wanted to make sure that teachers, so obviously September is obviously a new course, and teachers don't want to be worrying obviously all the whole summer about, you know, what do I have to plan and PowerPoints and everything else. So what we have put together here is you can see there on the screen there, 35 PowerPoint presentations that match the chapters. So these are PowerPoint presentations that include everything. So I always remember in the past you'd open up a PowerPoint presentation and had bits and pieces and teachers couldn't really use it because they had a bit and it didn't have some information. So we are making sure that the PowerPoint presentations have everything that matched the textbook. And not only that, so as the teacher and the students go from page to page, the PowerPoint will follow that flow as well. So I think that's going to be very beneficial, and it means it's going to save a lot of time for planning. Also, they are going to be, teachers will be able to edit them themselves. So if teachers want to add, they can as well. So I think that's important. In terms of what other digital stuff that will be accompanied, Rochelle, if you don't mind moving on to the next slide there for a second there. You will see there, just there at the top of page 51 that Michael mentioned earlier, at the beginning of every chapter, you'll see an icon where the student and the teacher can click on that. So it's not going to be hard to find. If you go on to the next page there again, Rochelle, as well, you'll see halfway down that page. So sometimes, obviously, you might be under a bit of pressure to get an experiment done, or maybe students were absent and they want to catch up in the experiments. So they can just click on that investigative video. They don't have to go looking for it. It's right there. And they can just click on that, and that will bring them straight to the investigation that was carried out maybe on that day. Again, Rochelle, if you just flip over to the next slide there. And at the end of every chapter, as Michael said, you're going to have a mind map. You're going to have a chapter quiz, which is going to have a lot of questions, depending on the chapter. If it's a long chapter, you're going to have maybe 60 or 70 questions. And these are questions the teachers can take to make their own tests, or students can use as revision as well. And where possible, if the material is based on the new syllabus, is from the old syllabus in terms of some of the human biology chapters, then there's a lot of previous questions that we can pick from. So a lot of those questions are there as well. You've got interactive quiz, you've got a knowledge check. So Rochelle, you might just go over to the next slide there again. So there's a mind map. So look, I use mind maps sometimes for students. So some students love them, some students don't like them. So, but it is an option for students. So you'll see there a mind map. You'll get a mind map, sometimes 2 or 3 mind maps, depending on the list, the length of the chapter. And that will be put together for each chapter as well. Rochelle, if you just go again to the next slide there. So again, there's your chapter quiz. So you're going to have, that's on enzymes there. So you're going to have a lot of questions. That's just, there's 27 there, but there's a lot more on that one. So you're going to have lots of these questions that you'll probably recognize from the old course, because some of the enzyme material is from the old course. It's similar. And obviously there's some new material. So we've added in then new questions based on the new stuff as well. So it's all going to, students will see questions on it all. Rochelle, you might just go on to the next slide there as well. So again, I think some students like this, a knowledge checklist. So again, students can click on that icon at the end of each chapter and they can see what they know and what they don't know. And that will be available for each chapter there as well. Rochelle, if you just go back a couple of slides there just for, one little thing. Sorry, Rochelle, I forgot that was at the end. So look, this is just on the next, there you go, the lesson plan there, Rochelle, so thank you. So look, this is just a lesson plan. It's a suggestion. Teachers might, especially newer teachers, but like some other teachers might like to see this as well, because it is, some of it is new material. So we give maybe amount of time, maybe 3 40-minute classes for chapter one, 3 40-minute classes for chapter two. It's to give teachers an idea of what time needs to be spent on each section. Rochelle, you might just go back to the slide there, but 4 or 5 slides back, just before I finish up there. Thank you. Just back a couple more there. And one more. So there you go. Thank you, Rochelle. So one last thing there. So look, there is flashcards as well. You can see that at the bottom of the screen. So you're going to have flashcards so students can, there's sometimes 50, 60 flashcards, digital flashcards, so students have them there as well, that they have access for each chapter. And there's going to be things like animations wherever possible. And there's 3D models as well, that digital 3D models that students can access and teachers can access as well. So all that will be available. So look, I suppose at the end of the day, we wanted to make sure that teachers going into September won't have too much stress, because there's a lot of new, some new material, some old material. So I think having this package, not only a package that I think teachers will be very happy with, that they can just walk in on the day, open up the PowerPoint, and they'll be sure that everything's there, and they'll know that they don't have to do too much extra to maybe improve that PowerPoint presentation. I think that will be of great benefit as well. But I think that's me, Michael. Have you anything else to say there, Michael, yourself? Or
no, I just summarized by saying that as far as I can see, the book is written in the same style, language, same kind of explanations as the previous text, and maybe that's a good thing. I hope it is anyway. It's also written for students at every level. It's not just written for the H1, it's written for the students who struggle as well. I mean, I would be conscious of that. Having my background would have been made me conscious of that. So it is written for, you know, a variety of levels. And more than any other book that I've ever been involved in, and I have been involved in 30 or 40 books, the entire package, the integrated package, ties in a lot better than anything previously done. We've done a huge amount of work on connectivity, myself and Wesleyan and others, on bringing in all the digital material, all the background, because there doesn't seem to be much like in service for teachers. So teachers are going to be thrown to the wolves, as it were, during the summer and into September. And we're trying to make it as easy as possible for people to follow, you know, the material, and have it as similar as possible to the old course. So it's similar, but a package of digital material. That would be my final comment.
Oh, thank you for that, Michael, and thank you for that, Wesley. So there are a number of questions here on the Q&A box, so I'm just going to pick some of them so you can answer them. And then obviously for the other participants who may have come in late, if you have any more questions, please feel free to pop in the Q&A box and we'll try and answer them today. Okay, so we have one here. How have you incorporated Strand 1 and also the health, technology and sustainability parts?
Yes, obviously, the first four chapters are unit one. That they would make up, the first four chapters would make up that unit of the course. And then right throughout, you're aware of the three interlinking or overlying strands. So they've been built into it as we go along. They're not done in separate chapters, those overlying strands. But the first four chapters are kind of a bit of theory. There's you know, what is biology and all that background, if I can remember it rightly now. Sorry. The scientific knowledge, investigations in science and society, and biological reasoning. And I know if I was teaching, they're a bit technical, a bit dry for students. I would be inclined to maybe take one of those and then move on to a digestive system chapter and then back for a second one of those. But they're all there. Certainly the first four chapters would cover that material that somebody asked about.
Okay, perfect. Second question here, what are the chapters that are taken out? It was mentioned that we're going from 41 to 35 chapters.
the eye, the ear, lymphatic system, plantropisms, that type of material, plantropisms. That's four anyway, so I can't remember any other one off the top of my head. They'd be the four that I'm aware of.
Yeah, it's pretty. A lot of it is some of the human biology is not in as much detail. There's some chapters in less detail as well. But the initially they removed the skeleton, Michael, if you remember, but then they put it
Yes,
back
then it
in
came back
again.
in.
You know, so there was a lot of chopping and changing and so on. But yeah, there's about four or five chapters. As Michael mentioned, there are plant responses. As you say, the eye and the ear, and a few others as well there. So, but a lot of it's just some of it's in less detail. Like you know, Michael, the fungi chapter there. You know, the rhizopus. Plant reproduction. They go into that kind of stuff in a lot less detail in places like.
Just as you're saying it, then you remind me that like viruses were in a separate chapter previously. Now they're split into two chapters. So there's no virus chapter as such. They're in an early chapter, and then viral reproduction is in a later chapter. Fungi and bacteria were two separate chapters. Now they're in the one chapter because there's much less detail on them. They're not quite as detailed. So they've been amalgamated into one because that's the way it's written in the specs.
And plant
So that would probably make
reproduction.
up the five or six chapters that are
Yeah,
about
and
lost
Michael, you were
on.
saying too, the plant reproduction, like it's still there, but there's no real development of gametes anymore, which is a thing that
No,
obviously a lot of people didn't like.
much less technical.
Yeah, so there's so that kind of stuff. So it's not so much the chapters that aren't there. There is a few, but some of the topics are in less detail. But you know, there's a few things in more detail. And Michael, you know about photosynthesis and respiration. There's a few little things that are different there, but yeah, but that's yeah.
Andrew,
Okay, perfect.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Michael. No, please continue.
No, I was going to say there are a few new areas like I was going through today. There, I came up with 30. Obviously the scientific knowledge, there's investigations in science and society, biological reasoning, the characteristics of life, for example, there's now 11 of them. I think it was seven, if I'm not mistaken, but it's now 11. The domains of life, and they brought in archaea as a new domain. So that's a little, it's not much, but it's a little bit. Other ones like epigenetics is now mentioned. Now it's only, let's say, maybe two or three paragraphs, but it's there. It's slightly new. Whatever. Polymerase chain reaction is there somewhere else down the line. And as I said, in total, maybe 30, I came up with about 30 new bits and pieces, which are built into the various chapters throughout.
Perfect. So there's another question here. Are there gaps for hypothesis, different variables, results, etc., if the experiment warrants it?
Say that again, sorry, Rochelle.
So are there gaps for hypothesis, different variables, results, etc., if the experiment warrants it?
Yeah, so there's a lot of space there for each investigation for investigative write-up. So when the student and the teacher when they do the investigation in class, they're obviously the title and so on. But then what comes then is the method. And there's a big space there for the methods. So you know, students won't be cramming it. But yeah, there is also some spaces for example, the end, the conclusion, as very important. And then we said you know, the risks, safety precautions, and so on. So we're trying to make it as closely associated with the project and what it might include. And yes, there's space for we wanted to make sure there's space for all that kind of stuff in the investigative write-up. So but yeah, we wanted to tie it in as closely as possible to the project in terms of risks, what they would do different in future if they did the same investigation again and so on. So yeah.
And also, just to answer that kind of information comes into, I think it's chapter two on investigating in science. The independent variable, the dependent variable, that's mentioned there, kind of not in the context of a particular experiment, but in context of all experiments or all investigations. So it's mentioned there as well.
Another question here. Speaking of photosynthesis, where do you source Alodia from? I used to be able to get it in local garden center, but not possible anymore. Lennox don't have it, and also tried some company in England, and no luck there either.
To answer that, it's recommended that we don't use LOD anymore. It's an invasive species, along with Kabomba and a few of the other ones that were on the previous syllabus. So I've been in contact with a number of the suppliers, and they say they have got underwater plants in that respect, or aquatic plants, that they have them available. Now, some people still use LOD, they get it themselves from canals and ponds and whatever else. But the danger is in disposing of it. It's recommended it not be used in labs because in disposing of it, it gets back into a waterwork somewhere and takes over and clogs everything up, etc. But there are alternatives available. He was on to five or six of the suppliers or the pet shops or pet stores, the bigger ones, and they told me of the different ones that they use. So I've mentioned that within the book. The names are mentioned there, but it would depend on where the person is, how available, how easy they can get them. I presume what will happen with the department or with the examinations is they just use the word underwater plant would be an acceptable alternative, I presume, you know. But Elodea is supposed to be no longer used. It's not recommended. It's an invasive species.
Yeah, we just as Michael says, we give people the option. There's the Elodea and then the two others we mentioned, so like teachers can decide. And as Michael says too, it depends what they have beside them, you know, in terms of what they can get from local stores and so on as well. So I suppose if at all possible, try to maybe avoid it. But yeah, it is an option if they're stuck.
Okay. Question here. Are the mind maps downloadable? Yes. I'm answering that. So a lot of our, so pretty much what you saw in the sample pages that we had in this presentation, you'd be able to check them out on Edco Learning. So once each and every single book has a corresponding ebook on Edco Learning platform, and each of them would have you know, you'd be able to download or click on the PowerPoint presentations, so all of the digital resources that we mentioned in this presentation.
Leslie. Just when you mentioned, I think, yeah, so there's a chapter quiz. There's an interactive quiz as well. So hopefully that'll be available as well. But sorry, go ahead, Rochelle. Yep.
Yeah, it is. It's going to be available as well. So that's going to be available on your Edco Learning platform. So you'll have your icons and stuff and you'll be able to click on them, and that will lead to your digital resources that are free with this book. So I have another question here. Does the experiment book have space for dependent variables, two control variables and control and graph paper for tables of results and graphs? I thought there would be a big emphasis on that in the new course.
Yeah, so it depends on the investigation, because if it's a plant cell, animal cell, there's not much, there's just diagrams and so on. But yes, wherever there's graphs, required, there was plenty of space for graphs. We made sure that there was plenty of space for all that kind of material in terms of the method variables as well. And as you said, we wanted to make sure it was as closely associated with the project, the biology and practice investigation. So that's why we included, and we wanted to make sure there was space for that. Obviously, it's 16 investigations. So, and this is the one thing I think it's important to point out. For example, to investigate the effects of the effects of different factors on the rate of photosynthesis. So now, as I said, it's not just light intensity, it's carbon dioxide concentration and its temperature. So it's three different factors, and you have to look at all three. So teachers might decide, they might just do one and get the class to do one, and then they might talk about the other two, but we've given the option there of all three, and the write-ups there for all three, and the space is there for the graphs and everything else that for all three factors. But because it might sound like there's less investigations, there's 16, obviously the current course there's 22, but as I said, some of them do, like there's three factors for photosynthesis, there's five factors for the effects on factors that affect the rate of photosynthesis. So it's not just the temperatures or pH, it's obviously substrate concentration, enzyme concentration, heat denaturation. So teachers, to be honest, if you're going to try to do them all during lab time, I think you'll be at them for a long time. So teachers might decide to split the classes up and do different ones, or they might just decide to do one or two and then talk about the others, but it's all there, and teachers can choose from which investigation they prefer. So yes.
Okay, hold on, because there's loads of questions here, so I'm just trying to go through all of them. Okay, will you be matching the exact spec number of topics from the spec on the lesson plans?
No, we decided not to do that because maybe that kind of confuses students. We did that before with books with EDCO, and people felt it was too technical. But what we have done is we put the learning intentions at the top, and the learning intentions, as I mentioned, match up with the specs very, very tightly. They would be very often they're just taken word for word verbatim from it. But we don't have in codes like 3.1, 3.2, 3.3, 3.4, that type of thing. Because that's off-putting to students in particular. And the book, I suppose, initially it really is for students, first of all. So we didn't want to put them off.
Okay. Immobilization is gone from the course. Why was it included in the mind maps?
No, it's gone from the ex there's no ex experiment anymore on it, but it is mentioned. Michael can tell you. Michael, do you want to talk about it there? It's still part of the enzyme chapter. There's just not an investigation on it anymore. Michael, do you want to speak about it?
I can't remember off the top of my head, but
Yeah.
I know it's mentioned that students will should be aware of it. It's mentioned certainly in print on the left-hand column. The students learn about thing, so immobilization is mentioned there.
Yeah.
And if I can just one other one I just want to mention, which is in the same context as that. Sorry, somebody else asked me this today. It says things like, and this is where you're trying to second guess what they mean by things. It says. Outline the concept of genetic engineering and its applications. Okay, so that's fine. But then on the left-hand column, it says genetic engineering, including earlier methods using plasmid. So it says genetic engineering, including earlier methods. So they want the plasmid, which is on the present course. But if it says including earlier methods, reading into that, reading between the lines there, I presume that they want CRISPR mentioned there as well. That's what my presumption is, and therefore that would have gone in. It might be a lot. There might be only 5 or 6 or 10, 8 lines on it, but it says genetic engineering, including earlier methods. But that leads me to believe that they want the more modern methods as well. And certainly, back to the question, the direct question, immobilization is mentioned somewhere in the specifications. That's for sure.
Okay. Okay, so there's a question here. If additions regarding ACC and ecology are been added later, will there be a second edition next year?
No,
No.
sorry, that information is all in the book. How to do the experiment, how to do the investigation is in the book. All I'm talking about is somebody will go out, Aine and Leanna will go out and actually carry out the investigation in the flesh, as it were, when the weather is suitable, when there's life around the place outdoors. And therefore that material will become available. But in the book, that experiment or that investigation is covered in the book. All the investigations are covered in the book in print. It'll just be that the visual
The
version of that.
recording,
The recording of that will be done later in the year.
yeah. So the recording's going to be done in May, so it'll still be available for September. But it's just all the other investigations are recorded, so we're just waiting for May to come along. The weather to get a little bit better, as Michael says, and that will be available in September as well. So it's just we're just waiting for the weather to be a little bit better and warmer, so it will all be available for September.
Perfect. Next question here. Does the book address data collection methods for the research element of the new course?
Say it again, sorry, Rochelle.
Sorry. Does the book address data collection methods for the research element of the new course?
So that's kind of a broad question. So I'm just, is that data collection methods in terms of ecology, in terms of data collection methods? So I'm just wondering, are they referring to the ecology ex investigations there? So the
Yeah.
If it is like the data collection, the equipment used, a lot of that equipment is the same in ecology. So the equipment used for the collection of different organisms and in terms of the abiotic factors and biotic factors, or the abiotic factors, there's a few investigations where we're going to be doing a quantitative survey of plants and animals. So we're going to be there will be equipment used there that's similar to the current course as well. If that's what they're referring to, I think that's what I got from that question.
Yeah,
Yeah.
maybe the person who asked that question
Yeah,
maybe
maybe.
might be able to add their
I know,
their
it's hard
question
to know
again
what
in
you
the
mean.
Q&A
Yeah.
box. Yeah, they'd be able
Just
to
to make a comment on that one, Rochelle, there is one
yeah.
part of the course where it says towards the end, it says use a genome database to search for disease alleles. And that's basically, that's a computerized version of it. So that's in there as well. I know the science teachers had a seminar on that. And I was delighted when I went and saw the seminar that we had done more or less the same as the seminar had done. We'd gone to the same database, etc. So that's included there. I can't remember if it's included as an investigation, because this is where it's hard to know. Use a genome database to search for disease-causing alleles or something like that. But that's basically a computer search, but it's done. It's covered in the book. Anything that's mentioned, literally as much as we can, anything that's mentioned within the number of pages that I said there for the specifications is covered in the book. And sometimes a little bit beyond it, just in case they ask stuff a little bit beyond it, because that's what they're inclined to do.
We have a question here. Do you think there's a similar amount of material on the course than before when you balance what has been added and what has been removed?
Hard to know. Maybe it's there'll be a little bit less, I think. There's slightly less, a little bit less, but I don't think there's 40% less. Given that 40% of the marks are going to go for the investigation, I don't think there's 40% material less. It's my understanding of it. Wesley,
I would be the same, Michael. Obviously, there is a little bit less, but will it be, is it less than, say, the 40%? No, I don't think so. It'll be interesting how teachers approach the terms of, you know, how much time to spend on the project and so on. So obviously, if the project drags out, then it could be quite a bit of, maybe a little bit of pressure to get the course done, but it'll be interesting how the project goes. But myself and Michael, we don't know a whole lot apart from the title being presented in January, and we know nothing much more apart from the basic information they gave us that I provided in the investigative logbook as well at the end. It'll be interesting to find out, but I think that no, it's definitely not less than, it is less, but it's not the 40% in terms of the projects, you know.
Okay. There is actually a question there asking about what time is set aside for the AAC. And with the addition of new topics, will there be time to finish the course and also taking into account the AAC? You might not know the answer to that.
No, we do. Do you want to go or will I go?
No, fire. You take it. You can take it. Yeah.
But I think what they're saying in terms of amount of time spent on the project, I think that's what Rochelle was that the investigation. Yeah.
So the question was what time is set aside for the AAC, and with the addition of new topics, will there be time to finish the course and also taking into account the AAC? Yeah,
Listen. They have said this should be 20 hours. But like I think, and Michael knows as well, it'll probably take more than the 20 hours. They've divided each. You'll see it on. It's on the six pages that I provided at the end of the investigation, the investigative log at the end of the 16 investigations. I've given. There's a bit of a breakdown about what we know about the project so far and how to go about each section of it in terms of just the basics. That's all. But they have suggested 2 hours for one part, 3 hours for another, and so on. But really, I think it's going to take a lot more than 20 hours. And Michael, I think you probably would agree with me as well, would you?
Yeah. I mean, the Science Teachers Association came out with a very useful document there about 2 months ago or so. And they reckoned it would take 60, 70 hours, something of that nature, because teachers have to organize themselves. And if you have a class of 20 or 24, and they could be doing 24 slightly different or different investigations, that's a nightmare. I can't see how, I would find it very difficult to see how that could be covered in a 20-hour setup. That's what they've allocated for it.
Look, Michael and myself, for that reason, we wanted to make this as concise as possible, where, you know, life, well, hopefully in terms of planning for the teacher, the PowerPoints, the digital stuff, the mind maps for the students and so on. But obviously at the end of the day, the textbook as well, it's concise. It's a lot of exam questions there. So I think hopefully they'll find that, hopefully that'll make their life a little bit easier in terms of getting the course done, you know.
Okay. Thank you for that. So next question here, how does the book address using secondary data where the list of investigations requires using primary and secondary data?
Basically, we would cover the primary data is where they do it themselves. So we talk about how you do a particular experiment and then we go through the steps involved. And then where there might be 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 factors sometimes, we might go through a second investigation in detail and maybe even a third one. And then we kind of put in exam questions where a student did an investigation. The results they got were X, Y, or Z. You know, why did they do this? How did they do that? Why didn't they do that? That type of thing. So The secondary that is kind of where we've given them information relating to an investigation, and they have to figure out what was done or why it was done or how it was done or that type of thing. That's how we've handled it.
Yeah. There is one or two where there is one or two investigations say primary or secondary.
Or secondary, yes.
Yeah. So because they're saying primary or secondary, teachers will have a choice and so on. So there's two on that in terms of the DNA profiling one, and one was the impact of human activity on environments as well. So I think most, to be honest, I think the majority of teachers will go down the road of secondary data for those two, because you know, creating a DNA profile, it's a lot of fun.
They mightn't have the equipment, and it's expensive equipment as well.
And it's just time as well. Time is going to be an issue. So there is one or two investigations where they say primary or secondary. And I think a lot of teachers will probably go down the road of the secondary data there. So because it says primary or secondary, teachers have the choice, you know.
Great. There is a question here, but I'm not entirely sure if you'd be able to answer this, right? Okay, so this person asked, we were told on the last EJA day that we could do the light intensity experiment for photosynthesis as a primary data investigation, but then do the temp and carbon dioxide one as secondary data. Is this incorrect?
Well, that's what our understanding is. That's what I was explaining there a second ago. In some of the investigations where there's several factors, we've gone through one of the factors in detail, very concise detail, and maybe even a second one in good detail. And then we put in secondary information just about the other factors, because you couldn't cover them all. If you did, like, each investigation might take 2 pages. Well, suddenly an investigation would be 14 pages if there were 7 factors. So that person's right. I think once they know how to do one of them, I think the students will transfer that information or that knowledge across into the other factors, how to control the other factors, etc.
So the investigative log, the experiment book, which we call the investigative log, that so like for example the enzyme one, I actually, it's done out, the five are done out, the five factors, and teachers might decide just I'm going to do two of them, but I'll just talk about the other two or three. There's as Michael says, the conditions that are needed for fermentation. So like at the end of the day, if you decide to do them all, you'll be there for a long time. So I think you'll have to choose one and then maybe talk about the others, and the videos are there as well for a lot of them, or for all of them, so teachers can maybe decide, oh, the students can, you know what, you can watch that one on the video if you prefer, because you know there's only so much time in a class in a day, so that might be an option for them as well.
Okay, I have a question here. We have 3 1-hour lessons and are under pressure to complete everything. Have you any advice?
Talk fast. but I think, to be honest, that's where things like PowerPoints can be very helpful. Rather than having to write things on boards or any of that, carry on, you know, PowerPoint and talk to it, and then it's explained in the book. And some of the material is easier than others. So if it's an easier material, you hit it on PowerPoints or summaries. If it's more detailed, you have to go into more detail in that respect. You know, use the available digital material that's in the background. That would be my comment on it.
I think, look, it's hard to know, even myself and Michael, who are doing this for a long time now, putting this together, the first year that I might go about, you know, next year, I might spend the entire fifth year trying to get as much material done as possible. And then in sixth year, maybe begin the sixth year, maybe do the project. But, you know, that's, some people might do that. Some people might do it at the end of fifth year. So look, it depends. But for me, I would try to get as much done in fifth year. And as I say, if 3 1-hour classes, look, I would say just, you know, get as much done in fifth year, and you know, and just plow through, and maybe as well look at some of the nicer chapters as well. I think that'd be important, just to keep the students on your side, and just to kind of and maybe some, this might be for some teachers too, they want to get their head wrapped around the course. Maybe go with some of the chapters that you know that are quite similar to the old course. And you know, keep your confidence up and stick with the kind of the material, you know, with a few changes maybe present, but that might be an idea as well. So you're not trying to get your resources together, even though you have all the resources here this time for the digital package and for the book as well. So yeah, so I maybe teachers might maybe decide to focus on some of the more stuff that's come across as a bit more similar or familiar. I think that might be a good way to get through a lot of material in fifth year as well, you know.
I referred to that earlier. I would definitely mix and match. I know the first four chapters are quite theoretical, quite kind of, you know, a little bit awkward for students. I would have thought they won't like them particularly. So I would be doing one of those and then the digestive system and then another one of those and then, you know, something else. So it'd be nice cop, hard cop, you know, that type of thing, soft cop. I'd mix and match the chapters. I wouldn't myself, I would not teach 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. I wouldn't teach linearly through the thing. I'd be jumping around. But some students prefer the soft, what they consider to be the softer, you know, digestive system, etc., brain, etc., respiratory system.
Okay, I think because it's 7:55 now, so I am aware of the time. So I think we'll just answer maybe two more questions, and that's it. So there's one question here: is there any new experiments on the new course?
You wanna go, Michael?
Yeah, no, there are a couple. Do you want to take them? I'm trying to remember.
There is. There's quite a lot of them are familiar, but then there's some. You have to look at a flower, and you have to look at the features of the flower to help
wind, or wind pollination versus insect pollination to examine the flower for wind and insect pollination. Yeah, that's one.
Yeah, then there's we're looking at ones like in terms of DNA profiling, it's primary or secondary data. So that's an extra one.
The factors that affect the growth of microorganisms is another one. There's six or seven of those factors.
Yeah.
Microorganisms, that's a new one.
Then the ecology is quite similar, but there is a few changes in terms of the human impact. So it's a primary or secondary data, that basically the impacts of human activity on ecosystems. So that's a new one. But to be honest, I think most teachers will go down the road of secondary data there, because I don't think, as Michael says, like, it's time. You're not going to go and look at a road being built and how that impacts on numbers of plants and animals. So there is, and then as I said, there is a lot of similar ones, but there's just more factors. So light intensity, the rate of photosynthesis, that one, the enzyme, there's five factors now instead of two. So
I'd say there's 10 or 11 of the 16, there's 10 or 11 the same as before, and then there's four or five new ones. There's one about investigating quantitatively the impact on variation in abiotic factors on the distribution and abundance of plants. Now that's in the ecology section. Oh, sorry, of a species. It doesn't say plants. It says of a species, which again leads you to think it's going to be of a species. Could be plants. It could be animals. So we've covered both those options just in case. And then which abiotic factors? Well, it depends on what habitat you're taking, because there are so many abiotic factors, you couldn't do them all. But you have to have it specific to the habitat, I think, that you're talking about. So there would be about five maybe new experiments, newish experiments.
Okay.
The other 11 are
you've got the heart dissection, you've got the plant cell, animal cell, you've got a lot of the nice familiar ones too. So I think that'll be the osmosis experiment. But again, the osmosis one is three factors now, not just the one. It's surface area. It's
strangely, I think they've taken out the DNA one, you know, to isolate DNA, which students always love. They loved seeing the fuzzy nature of DNA and the chemical that rules out, but that's gone. I'm just kind of surprised by that. There you go.
Okay, this is the last question, and I'm going to let everyone go after this last question. So the last question is there some real world biology reading material or comprehension style for students to trial their research or independent thinking?
Do you want to?
Say that again till I try and get my head around it.
So the question is there some real world biology reading material or comprehension style for students to trial their research or independent thinking?
To be honest, that question, it's such a broad question, because it depends on the title that's going to be presented in January as well. So that has a huge impact on what you might go. The one thing I will say is, no, we haven't mentioned it, but AI, the whole AI thing there as well, it's, you know, literally you just, because I've been playing around with it myself, you literally just type in a title and they'll get so many ideas there as well, like in terms of what they might decide. So at the end of the day, I think a lot of students will be using that, but it depends on what the title is, and it depends. But yeah, like, so I would, that would have to depend on what type of investigation it's based on. But
I'm just referring back to AI. I don't know if people might have picked up on it. The department, or sorry, the government had a panel recently on investigating AI in various factors now in the financial world and whatever. But in terms of education, one of their findings was that we're not to check them. You can't question people because it's so hard to prove or disprove that somebody used AI. Basically, accept what they produce is to be accepted. Now, this is the recommendation. I don't know if it's enforced yet by the department, but accept what they produce, but teach them how to use AI, how to use it to their best ability. And just going back on that as regards comprehension, and built into as many of the chapters as possible, because it does take up a lot of space, there are those comprehension style questions where they give you a pile of information, particularly in ecology, and then they ask you questions based on the information or based on your prior knowledge from the course as regards, you know, how to answer it. So whether that's what the person's talking about now, I'm not maybe certain what they mean by that, but there are lots of comprehension questions built in, and they're difficult to put into a textbook because they take up a lot of space. You know, that there might be a whole panel of information, and then there's two or three questions. So that's cover there. That's all I can say.
Hopefully that answers that other person's question. So, okay, there were a lot of questions tonight, and I'd just like to thank both of you, Michael and Wesley, for your time this evening, and also to everyone who took time out of their busy evenings to join us this webinar. Thank you so much. If, for example, you missed parts of this webinar, don't worry. I'm going to send out an email within a day or two to send you a copy of the webinar video as well as the PowerPoint presentation. But please don't also hesitate to email us at info@edcolearning.ie. If you have any questions at all, we'll be happy to answer your questions. If we can't answer them, we'll ask Michael and Wesley to answer them and then reply to you. All right. Have a great evening, everyone. Thank you so much.
Thanks to you, Rochelle, for hosting.
Thanks, everybody.
Thanks to everybody. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.